The Bleck and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. DuPage Credit Union has vehicle rates as low as 1.99% APR. Lock in your low rate today. For credit costs and terms or to apply, visit DuPageCU.com. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
Let's get to the song of the night. I want to
rock! Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Today we go to Biz Markie, Just a Friend.
Little story to tell you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story in my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say. You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
Yesterday, Biz Markie passed away at the age of 57, known as the Clown Prince of Hip Hop. This is obviously his number one huge hit that everyone recalls. And you know, also, not only music side, like, I remember him being a huge personality on MTV back in the day.
Yeah, remember him in Men in Black 2?
Yeah.
At the post office. He was great. He was a great DJ, too. He's known for this, but in the DJ circuit, he was phenomenal at mixing, putting together beats. His effect on music was much greater than just this song and being able to beatbox without, like, actual music. He's also the one responsible for... He was sued for sampling a song, and that basically changed music rights. People had to get rights to songs in order to sample them after that case. But everybody has a Biz Markie story. Like, every famous musician, every not famous musician, everybody has a Biz Markie. He was a gigantic teddy bear that everybody loved. And he will certainly be missed, and his impact will last in music for a while, for a long time.
If you recall the video, during the chorus, he's dressed up as Mozart. He's in the clothing, the powdered wig. He's got the candles on the piano. Mm-hmm. It's certainly iconic. And you know, if you think back, like, it's something that I think our generation, millennials, and then anyone who is above us, Gen X, you know, they look at MTV when it used to play music videos. Mm-hmm. And, like, I remember this video being played on MTV back in the day because it was in circulation all the time.
Yep. Every bar should be playing this tonight, and every bar should have played it yesterday. But if they didn't play it tonight, this is a late night bar staple. Everybody knows the words. Everybody sings along. Remember that ad campaign with the "Don't Let a Stranger Drive You Home"? And it was everybody in the cab singing this song with the cabbie. Like, it's so great.
So that's it from us. Tyler, put it up to Biz Markie at 57. He passed yesterday. Just a Friend, or Song of the Night.
For such an event, so I came to a room and opened the door. Oh snap, guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend, has a friend, has a friend, has a friend.
Yo, later.
Tonight we go to 2001. POD Alive is your song of the night. This goes to a throwback to an era when Korn, POD, Limp Bizkit ruled the rock world.
Ooh, close.
Got in there.
You know what's great is so that POD and Creed, like, you didn't know that they were religious until afterwards, and then you go back and you listen, you're like, oh yeah, they're religious.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, absolutely not. I just like...
Also, shout out to those of you that heard the podcast from Saturday, special Saturday show, Blunkin' Abdallah.
Ooh, yeah.
We celebrated Bismarckie as the song of the night, so check the podcast, Blunkin' Abdallah, right there on the ESPN Chicago app from the Saturday show.
Mm-hmm. I'm currently, on the POD page on Wikipedia. So this song is about his daughter and him seeing Sonny, the lead singer, seeing traits of himself in his daughter for the first time. But then the genre is nu metal, so I just click on it, and there are so many nu metal bands. Remember Trapped?
Yeah, oh yeah, Trapped, yeah. They had one song that was legit.
Theory of a Dead Man?
Theory of a Dead Man, yeah, for sure.
Deftones. Shout out Deftones.
Deftones are there.
I love Deftones.
Guys. What about Soil? You got Soil on
Soil's
your list?
Soil's in there. Cold Chamber. Evanescence. Mushroom Head. Mudvayne. Slipknot, of course.
Mudvayne was... isn't Mudvayne from Illinois?
I don't know. Chevelle is... Oh, yeah. Mudvayne is from Peoria.
Yeah.
What are you gonna look at you?
Yeah, rock news.
And do you remember Kitty?
No.
The girl band? Mm. They were all It was all female band. And they were like one of the first metal, mainstream metal bands.
Really?
Like all female metal band, yeah.
No, I don't remember them.
Okay.
What was the band that the guys from Pantera started? Damage Plan.
Damage Plan?
Damage Plan was awesome.
Are you thinking of Down? Because there's two of them.
No. Damage Plan. Damage Plan. Definitely what I was thinking of, yeah.
So the Wikipedia page goes into, like, they think System of a Down. Alien Ant Farm is considered new metal, according to Wikipedia.
Say what?
Yeah, I know. I thought they were just rock, but whatever. Papa Roach. We've done Papa Roach before, haven't we?
No.
Oh. Did we say Linkin Park?
Have we done Linkin Park?
I mean, did we say Linkin Park?
No, we didn't, but okay. Have we done them on Song of the Night?
Maybe.
The song was number one on TRL for a while. Back in the day.
What about Saliva?
They were good. Doesn't Saliva have the song that used to be the lead song for our night show here at ESPN 1000?
Yes. Yes.
The show.
Yes.
The show.
Yeah, here comes the show. Please come please come inside.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
Right.
And POD before you hit the sounder.
Uh-huh.
We used to do the show,
yeah,
and then Chicago's Baseball Tonight.
Right.
The POD was the theme song for the White Sox postgame show.
That's right.
But we couldn't say White Sox postgame show.
Southside postgame show.
So it was the Southside postgame show, and it was Here Comes the Boys from the South.
Give me a second. I don't have...
You don't have the sounder? I could keep talking about POD.
No. I don't have a keyboard, so I have to type in...
Oh, okay. Okay.
The strokes on the keyboard.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? I have to type it in with a mouse.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find... Hold on.
I'm trying to look up more new metal bands here. Godsmack?
Let's see if the... Oh, dude. Here we go. This is great.
Do you have it?
I bet you it won't play, though.
Oh, come on.
Let's see. Here we go.
Play, please.
No, does
Damn
not play.
It.
Disabled.
Oh, it was so good. I remember making that. That thing was awesome.
So, hold on. Let me try North Side.
It's your South Side postgame show.
Would that be something that the North Side one
Of course
worked?
It would.
Hold on.
I doubt it's going to work. It's not going
to
work. If the South Side one works, it's not going
to
work. There's a ton of these. Cold, The Union Underground, Dope, Head PE. Do you remember Head PE?
Let's see if this works.
No. I can hear you clicking.
No, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
No, so here's the current situation. We're in the State Street Studios.
We're downstairs again.
White Sox
Baseball. Come by and say hi.
Going on right now.
I'll wave at you. I'll give you the thumbs up in person.
Technical glitches today. And, you know, we haven't been down here in 16 months.
Mm-hmm. Crazy Town. Should we do new metal week?
We could.
You want to do... did you do Crazy Town already for a song?
No.
Of the night? I feel like we did.
No, we didn't.
I feel like we did for One Hit Wonder Week.
We didn't.
Are you sure?
Yep. I listen to our show.
I do too, but I don't remember a lot of them. That's kind of the problem. This is a long song of the night because you haven't hit the sounder yet, so we're
not. No, I know.
Yet.
We're still talking music, though.
Okay.
So we're
right.
sticking
Ooh,
with
remember
it.
Remember Orgy?
On.
Can I say, this is a podcast, I can say whatever I want to. Remember Orgy?
Yeah.
That was a good, they were okay. I've seen them before.
Wow, none of this stuff plays.
Of course it's not. It's 12 years old. Why would it play?
This one's from 2014.
What is?
The end of the show.
Oh, please.
Remember?
The end of the show
was a
little
walk-up thing to Fall Out Boy.
The end of the show was Fall Out Boy. Yeah.
There ain't nobody listening to this who have any idea what we're talking about.
No, there are. Gustavo knows. Gustavo's listening. There's a couple day oneers that remember all this stuff we did at night. They also remember LeBron James tonight. Seven Dust. Remember Seven Dust?
Yeah, Seven Dust was good.
Seven Dust was great. We could play Black by them. That's a great song. What else is on here? This is all like written, so I'm just scrolling for bands that I recognize. Because it's not just like a list.
None of this stuff works. That's crazy.
All right, happen.
The files are all gone. Sorry.
Do you think nu metal will ever come back? Like, you know how there's like music comes back every once in a while and like stuff sounds the same as it used to? Like style, fashion comes back. Do you think nu metal will ever come back? Do you think we'll get drop D tuning on guitars ever again? I mean, I'm sure there's bands that still do it. I'm just wondering if it'll be popular ever again. I wanna
rock! Yo, live.
See, Tyler, Abdallah's not here to tell me what song we have to use for Song of the Night. We go with the Kinks. You Really Got Me from 1964. That's your Song of the Night. You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. So here's the tie-in for tonight's Song of the Night. Yesterday was 14 years to the date when Mad Men debuted on AMC. Mad Men's one of my favorite shows of all time. I'd say Mad Men, Breaking Bad, my two favorite shows. And there's an episode in Mad Men, Season 5, Episode 11, called The Other Woman. And the way the episode ends is with Peggy Olson having a meeting with Don Draper, telling Don that she's leaving, she's quitting. And she leaves Don's office and she walks down the hall and she turns towards the elevator and she looks up and she smiles. And this song starts playing, and that's how the episode ends. And when I started to think of Mad Men and different songs that I could use for Song of the Night, this was a song that came to mind immediately. Were you a Mad Men fan, Tyler?
Never watched
it. Really?
Nope.
What? So
is it,
what's your
in
initial
color?
Response to why you would not watch it?
I just... When did it come out?
It was like 14 years ago. Yeah, so it just... Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was what?
Wait, you're too young?
Seven, eight, nine.
All right.
Something like that.
Trust me. I'm not going to oversell it. It's not the greatest show ever. It has a fantastic pace, good writing. The style is cool to watch. Mad Men's a great show.
Where is it streamable?
I don't know. AMC Plus, something? I don't know. But in honor of Mad Men, I chose this song. And obviously, you know, Van Halen's done this song, which is very popular as well. So the Kinks, You Really Got Me is the song of the night.
Yo, live.
Oh, baby. Tonight's Song of the Night. Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle from 1987. Destruction. This is the first track off that album. Was released July 21st, 1987.
Close.
Yeah.
we did Guns N' Roses last week.
Yeah,
we know.
We're double dipping.
We know. But when the album comes out, one of the best rock albums of all time, we have to double dip. Also, probably one of the best opening songs of an album ever. If you can think, it's tough to think of off the top of your head, but I'm just telling you.
What opens Back in Black for AC/DC?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Open that up.
I don't know. I'd have to look. But Appetite for Destruction, like you mentioned, released today, 1987. One of the, like, if you, like, I went back and listened to it. Is this?
I was right. Hell's Bells.
Is this a hot take?
Go ahead.
Is this a hot take?
One of the greatest albums of all time.
One of the greatest albums of all time.
Give me the take.
You know which one I skip? If I have to skip one, if we go to the track listing here, there's 12 songs. You know what song I skip because I hear too much? I skip Sweet Child of Mine.
I could see that. You absolutely don't skip Welcome to the Jungle because
it's
sheer adrenaline and just in your face. And like this to me is exactly what, if you said what did late 80s rock sound like this is it. Like, this is the apex of that moment in time. Yeah, you're right. You know, Sweet Child of Mine is a totally different song. Because, like, that went mainstream in a different way.
Yeah.
And so you're right. You've heard it enough that you don't need to listen to it when you listen to the album. But, I mean, this is just raw in your face.
Can I give you an update?
Give it to me.
On the filler friend?
Oh, yeah?
So I texted him. I texted our friend Nick.
How about this? Let's Eric Gagne's walk-up music.
Okay,
or,
more song
walk-out music.
More song facts.
That's from Connor McKnight. He's coming out with
Connor.
White Sox baseball in 2 minutes. He's not a filler friend.
He's not. I'd get dinner, not just drinks, with Connor McKnight. So Nick has texted me. I said to him, I just flat out texted him, when can we get dinner, not just drinks? And he said, Saturday or Sunday. I go, let's do that. So prepare yourself for Saturday. Don't eye roll. Don't eye roll.
I didn't.
Maybe after a fresh 36. You know where you are. You're in the jungle, baby. You're gonna die. What does Twitch just think of this song?
You know, the other great aspect of Axl Rose from back in the day was, like, all the yelling he would do in between actual lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was his marquee.
Yeah.
He was awesome at it. And then he went weird, but
well,
but
and
still.
Being great—a great live frontman,
sure.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah, no.
It'll happen. Happens to the best of them. Do you know that Steven Tyler wrote "Mama Kin"?
Song of the night.
Yo, lit.
Tonight, let's go to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Woo. Easily, a deep cut from 1999, Californication.
And why the Red Hot Chili Peppers? And why Californication? Well, this weekend on HBO Max, the Woodstock 99 documentary will premiere. We've talked about it a little bit before. We played Limp Bizkit and talked about it. But the Red Hot Chili Peppers were set to close out that festival. A month before this album, Californication, came out, their best-selling album at the time, came out. And they closed the festival as the festival grounds started to burn. They then played Jimi Hendrix's Fire, and as it was burning, as like they planned to play it because they wanted to do a tribute to Jimi Hendrix from the previous Woodstock when he came out, did the Star Spangled Banner, had a great set, all that kind of stuff. So they wanted to pay tribute and they wanted to play Fire, but literally they had to shut it down towards the end because the fire trucks were coming in. One of the one of the things, you know, like when you go to a festival and there's those big things in the middle of the crowd where they usually put like the cameras, and it's just like a big like structure that they just kind of set up.
Yeah, it's like the camera tower.
Yeah, one of those had collapsed during the set. Like this was I'm very excited for this documentary because this was like Firefest before there was Firefest, but like the concerts actually happened and people got hurt and like it was a disaster. Just a disaster. But this is a great song for the Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Californication was a great album.
Yeah.
You know, we talk a lot, like, how many deep could you go on the album? Like, I used to roll Californication, like, at least seven straight before I skipped the song.
Well, I believe this is the seventh song on the album.
No, it's not. I think it's in, like, the first four.
Is this? No, it's not.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You have the track listing there?
I'm about to get it. It is number seven.
Oh, wow. Really? What's after seven?
Porcelain.
Okay, so there you go. After Easily, you skip and you just go to the next
just
album.
Call it a day.
Like, that was the thing for me back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because what, Californication is six, right?
Yes. Californication is six, yes. Yes. This is a great album.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I've seen them a few times in concert. They're always great, but, like, I think they get too much flack for Anthony Kiedis just being, I don't know, someone described him as just being an all-out knob. Like, he's kind of just like with the hair and the little hats now and everything. Like Flea is awesome.
Yeah, he
was. Frusciante and is an amazing, amazing guitarist. Chad Smith, their drummer, he's cool too. He looks exactly like Will Ferrell. But, like, Kiedis, the one who's supposed to be the coolest one, he's just kind of like a, I mean, I guess I can say it, he's just kind of like a rock douche. Like, he's not a, like, he doesn't, I've never heard anything bad about him being a bad person. He just kind of seems very pretentious.
I feel like the Chili Peppers, they didn't age as well as the music. Like, the music ages fine, like, this song is still good. But, like, their late stuff wasn't good. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the last, like, 10 to 15 years.
It's good music, yeah. But the lyrics are just
not the same.
The lyrics are just meh.
It's not the same, bro.
I'm telling you, Frusciante's great.
Chili Pepper, Song of the Night.
I wanna rock! Yo, lit.
You know, for a second, I thought it was going to be raining and it wouldn't really fit.
No,
but
man, we good.
We go to DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith. Summertime from 1991 on a beautiful Friday night in the summer.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
So the reason we picked Summertime tonight is the album Home Base by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince came out 30 years ago today.
Wow.
30 years ago today.
Does that make you feel old?
Well, okay. We've had this conversation before about Will Smith. I believe that for our age group, we are now 36 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Our age has passed. Like, we're not hip and all that kind of stuff anymore, right? Will Smith is the greatest entertainer.
You saying we're washed?
Yes, we're very washed.
Okay.
Will Smith is the greatest entertainer of our generation. If you think about all the music he made, the hit movies he made when we were growing up, and he was the star of a hit TV show that when we were growing up. He is, while we were growing up, anybody that's a 90s kid, Will Smith, the true triple threat. He could sing, he could act, he could rap, he could do everything. He was a movie star, he was an action star, he was funny, he could do everything.
Felt like he was the triple threat before every person that becomes famous now turns into a triple threat because it's just what you do.
Yeah.
He's like a forefather of the triple threat.
And people that I've had this conversation with have thrown out Justin Timberlake to me, and I'm like, what movies has Justin Timberlake been where he's good? He's been in movies, but what movie?
He's good in that new movie on Apple.
Okay,
you see that movie?
But what movie? What,
with the kid?
Has he
kid?
Had franchises built around him?
No. I mean, Will Smith's a totally different category.
Yeah.
He's way, I mean, Could you argue that Jennifer Lopez is in the same class as Will Smith from that same era?
Oh, yeah. The problem is with Jennifer Lopez, no TV show.
She never had a hit TV show.
She never had a hit TV show. So that's where, I mean, wasn't she a backup dancer for Roundhouse?
Yeah.
That doesn't count,
from way back in the day.
Yeah, from the Nickelodeon show from back in the day. That doesn't count, though. So, like, Will Smith, and, like, this obviously came out 30 years ago, and then Fresh Prince, and then, you know, Parents Don't Understand, and yes, he's had Men in Black and Miami and all Wild Wild West and whatever. Say what you will about his acting skills, whether you like him or not. The dude can do comedy, he can do drama, he can do action, he can do whatever you want to. I love Will Smith. He's great. His movies as of late have not been so great. I get it. Now he's kind of just propping up his kids. You know, for them to have movies and stuff, like The Karate Kid and stuff like that. That
favorite,
was a while ago.
Favorite Will Smith movie?
Oh, man, that's tough. Independence Day.
Hands down?
That's not even tough. Yeah, that's Independence Day.
You're not a Wild Wild West guy?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I think it's underrated. But it's Independence Day easily. Yours?
He did have a run right there in the mid-90s where every movie that came out, it was a marquee event.
Absolutely.
From Independence Day to Men in Black.
He was Mr. Summer.
Yeah.
He was the summer blockbuster guy. For sure.
I Am Legend's really good.
Yeah, I Am
Legend. That's a cool
dude,
movie.
I, Robot? Come on. The documentary that is I, Robot?
Can I give you I Am Legend for as my
favorite? Absolutely you can.
I mean, Independence Day is great. But and it's also finally sunny. It was raining earlier. I was like, oh, summertime's not going to work.
This is
going to
be, it's going to be hot this weekend. This is the vibes of the weekend for sure.
There you go. Summertime. Will Smith. DJ Jazzy Jeff. Song of the night.
I want to rock.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for.
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an. Never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.